The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Two things: trust in divine providence, and of course, generosity. The question now is, do we have this trust in divine providence, that God really takes care of us? In the first reading, we hear about the prophet Elijah, and he visited a poor family, a widow and her son. And yet, he asked them to feed him. And what happened? They had the last few flour that they had, and he even said to the prophet, "Sir, if we do this, we have nothing tomorrow." And yet, they trusted the prophet when he said that God will take care of them. How many of us will be able to say, "Okay, I will trust in God. Whatever happens, que sera, sera, what will be." See, that's the thing about providence, or the trust in divine providence. You don't have to worry. And that's a problem with many people nowadays. They worry too much because of lack of divine providence. They worry about what will happen tomorrow, what will happen the next day, what will happen the next year, what will happen to mankind, what will happen to anything. Always worrying. That is lack of trust in divine providence. For whatever reason, maybe you would like to be in control for whatever happens in life. Sorry, that's not what life is. One of the things that I, as a priest, had to let go was this kind of control. When God called me to be a priest, I said to myself, "How about my family?" And then when I was in college, my father died. And I said to myself, "What will happen to my family? Who will take care of my family? I have 6 siblings." And I had to say to God, "Okay," I said to God, "Lord, you better help. I don't know what to do, but you called me to be a priest. I know I am not worthy, but you called me to be a priest. I hand them to you. Into your hands, I entrust them to you." And when I became a priest and I was assigned in poor parishes, same thing.
Para sa society, I was assigned, we had a total income per month of, let's say, $150 a month. Yet, did I worry? No. Because whatever happens, happens. In the Philippines, we say, if you have a short blanket, what do? You make it fit. You bend your knees so that the short blanket that you have will fit. No? When I was in the Philippines, same thing. Of course, the funny thing is, the bishop was surprised because in one parish that I was assigned, there was no money. But after 6 months, I went to the bishop, I gained weight. What did you do? I assigned you in that parish because it's poor. You're supposed to lose weight. Bishop, the people had no money, but they brought me eggs in the morning, noon, and nighttime. I ate eggs for the last 6 months. After a while, I looked like an egg. But that's it, you know. But did I worry about money coming in? No. If we had no money to pay the electric bill, we just have candles. But was I miserable? No. Because of what? Trust in God's providence. No? Always remember this, because let's face it, that's the thing here. Here in America, it's way different. Here in America, we have so much. But the question is, are you happy even though you have so much? Or are you becoming more like Jesus, and though he was in the form of God, what did he do? He humbled himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. See, that's the challenge here. In the Philippines, we learn how to bend our knees because we only had a short blanket or a small blanket. Here in America, we can afford to what? If it's short, we buy more. If it's short, we get a bigger one because we can afford to do it. Rather than be happy with what you have, you don't want to adjust, you simply want a bigger. How many of us, even I tell my sisters, they had a nice, cute home. Then after a few years, they want a bigger house. I said, what was wrong with what we have? Oh, I want bigger. And then what? When they grow up and you're alone in that house, crazy. And then you have to sell it because it's too big for you. That's the problem. We think big, but in the eyes of God, we are not growing because our trust in divine providence is lacking. Look what happened to the gospel. What did Christ say? He admired the poor woman, what? Who gave so little, yet came from her trust and love for God. She did not worry about tomorrow, because what she did was simply to show to God her generous heart. I know that this parish, we have generous people. That is why, thanks be to God, we're able to maintain, upgrade, whatever we need. I wonder if you are actually giving from the heart and not simply out of your surplus. In my case, as a religious, you know what I am. I am an Adorno priest. Meaning what? All of our salary, That's why we are not taxed. You know that, right? We are not taxed. Why? Because we have no income. All of our income goes to the order. Why? Because we try to what? Show to ourselves and to God that we trust in Him. That as long as you feed me, I'm fine. Actually, even though all my salary goes to the order, I still feel guilty because I'm still gaining weight. I mean, because even though I have no money, all my needs are there. Food to eat, clothes to wear, house to live in. So even though all my salary goes to the order, I say to myself, Lord, I'm not really suffering. You know, I'm not as suffering when I was in the Philippines. In the Philippines, I really technically had to go to other parishes, to other houses, even to many times to a rice mill and ask the person there if he can give me a sack of rice that will last us months. Here, I don't need to beg because it comes. So the question is, being your priest and God wanting to please Him, what will please God? Will we please God by just giving to the church surplus or something more? Again, you judge yourself. No? You judge yourself. And we're talking about not only wealth, time, talent, and treasure. What are you giving to God? Showing your generosity and gratitude to God. Is it because you had plenty of time and you're just giving some time to God? Or really, really giving your all to God? We have to be careful. Because the saying goes, much is given, much is expected. Compared to the rest of the world, let's face it, we have been blessed here. No? But the question is, what have we given back to God with regards to serving the church, with regards to loving the community, with regards to being available for the community? If you are still like this, wherein you are only concentrating on your own family, which is not bad, but is that enough? Because serving or loving your own family is wonderful, but you are not only part of a small family. You belong to the family of God. And let's face it, many of you are not involved in any ministry. No? In any ministry. And I'm concerned about that. Okay, talent. Again, we have the choir. They're singing, and I appreciate them every day, giving them their time and their talent to sing praise to God. Time, talent, and of course, time and talent. And then, of course, obviously, many of you can afford to give something to the church. Father Frank told me once, there was this woman from Lodi, New Jersey. She gave in the 1960s, a dollar during collection. And after 40 years, she still gave a dollar for Sunday collection, as if she never had more money. Not because we judge her for what she gave, but the question is whether or not she realized that she wasn't exactly being generous if she only gave a dollar all the rest of the 40 years that she's been going to church. Don't tell me that is only what you can afford to give to God, to give back to God. Remember Cain and Abel? Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve. Why do you think God was happy with the offertory of Abel and not with Cain? Because Cain did not give to God the best of what he had to offer, while Abel gave the best and from the heart. No? Same thing with God. That's why in my case, when I came here to the States and I realized I can have so much money, I said to myself, I had two choices. Either I make it my own and live like you guys, having properties, paying taxes, worrying about these things, or give everything to God and just feed me. I chose the better part. Like Mary, no? I don't want, sad to say, I'm just telling you, sad to say, for you guys, it's so much easier to become Martha. It's more difficult for you guys to become like Mary. Because for you have so many worries, so much anxieties. What will I wear? What shoes to wear? What clothes to wear? Taxes to pay, houses to maintain. So your focus towards Christ is diverted. But Mary, as priests, religious, we are able to do that because we have simplified our lives. But sad to say, just like in the gospel today, some of us priests, bishops, and even the Pope lost track. In the past, some of us priests, bishops, and popes became kings or princes, wherein they own properties. And that is why the church was, let's face it, was scandalous because of how we live. That was the warning of Christ today. Be careful of the scribes and the Pharisees who act as if they are princes and kings, wherein they wanted the places of honor. Even then, Christ warned them. And was it surprising? No. Remember, huh? The temptation to be honored by people, to be acknowledged by people, was great. Remember what happened during the time of the apostles themselves. What did they do? They were positioning themselves to sit on the left and on the right of Jesus. Even the apostles, in the beginning, thought of being with Jesus for political purposes. And that is why Christ had to tell them, you want to be served? You want to be first? What should you do? You must be the least and servant of all. That is how you please God. So my dear friends, ask yourselves, am I really actually pleasing God by giving, by having a generous heart, giving my time, talent, and treasure in glorifying God? Or have I been simply giving God time just because I had it, but not really because I wanted to, because I loved Him? Please, you want to please God? You better ask yourself that. What is my love for Jesus? Is it still superficial, or is it real and intense? Your choice.